to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We welcome you here. I just want to get into this short message. The glory of Jesus Christ, the glory of the Lord, is the Lord Himself, the only true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Man was born to fellowship with Him. What does that mean? Many people wonder, why are we here on the earth? What's the purpose? The deepest reality is man was born and created to fellowship with God even forever. He offers that. That's what He offers. This is something the Holy Spirit reveals. And He's the most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe. When someone meets Him, Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit, they will forever be changed and they will only want Him. They will understand, wow, this is the answer. It's so simple, so wonderful, so glorious, and He's an eternal revelation. And that's why I've said before, this series is called The Glory of the Lord. It could go on forever. I mean, a million billion messages, and we would just be, we will forever be in awe of the only true God. And I've been touching on some aspects, like to think that Jesus Christ, everything about Him reveals the only true God. And in fact, Jesus Christ is the Lord God Almighty. That truth, that's another series we can have that could last forever. That revelation that He's the Lord God Almighty. But and there's so many things that I want to present in this message, but I want to just hone in and try to stay focused on the fact, the glory of the Lord, and that man was born to fellowship with Him. That's a subject. I mean, that's a powerful truth, and it's not taught about or talked about or proclaimed much, is it? I've cited Reinhard Bonnke quite often. He's one of the great patriarchs of the faith. And I remember he mentioned it in a message. He said, that's what God offers, wonderful fellowship, which He has spread for you at His table. This glorious, and he was an evangelist. He did not teach a lot in that message about fellowship, but this is so powerful. This is, you understand that if someone just says yes to Jesus Christ, they begin, okay, they get saved, amen. They get gloriously, that's the greatest miracle, salvation. And they're in the first of four phases of knowing God. They are on an eternal journey, and their ultimate destination, even if they don't know it, is to fellowship with God. They will fellowship with Jesus, with the Father, with the Holy Spirit forever in heaven. They may not even know that that's an option, that that's what we were born to do. I was a believer for many years, and I really had not heard this. I didn't know. I didn't even... So glorious, so beautiful to think that God would offer to fellowship with a person. It's just truly, it's incomprehensible in our natural mind, but the Holy Spirit reveals it and can and reveals all the deep things of God. Amen. Amen. And it's simple. Now, someone must pay the price, and they must be counted worthy, and they must, they have the privilege of doing these things, then the privilege of going into the phases of knowing God. It's all a privilege. It's an unspeakable privilege, in fact. And but an aspect of that is that, and I say this in love and in mercy, and it reveals another mystery of the kingdom of heaven, God will not make anyone receive him or go deeper. He cannot, because he made man into his own image. And man, he's given man a complete choice and free will, even every day. A great man of God, a patriarch of the faith, not Bonnke, but one recently talked about that. He said, and this is someone who served the Lord for like 40, 45 years or more, said, you know, every day I could choose to go and not serve the Lord. God's not going to make anyone serve him. That's a deep revelation, because it's, you know, man is the image of God. And because we're the image of God, that's an that's also why he's allowing us to fellowship with him. And that every believer who makes it to heaven will fellowship with him forever. Such glorious revelations that the Holy Spirit reveals. For example, and I just mentioned this earlier, to think that everything about Jesus Christ reveals the only true God. The scripture calls him, he's the invisible God. Here's another way to look at that. If anyone in the world wonders, well, what is God like? Just look at Jesus Christ. He is God. He is the image of the invisible God. He's the revelation of God. Isn't that glorious? You know, sometimes we might even get depressed, right? As humans, that's part of living on the earth. We might, I just want to kind of give an example of a spiritual, and the hope is that the Holy Spirit will reveal this to us. Someone may spiritually, you know, seek God and wonder, you know, what is God like? And they may have a view of him from the Old Testament, for example. There are stories there and events that I admit are challenging. Without the Holy Spirit, they're challenging to line up with the New Testament, right? And with the Gospels, and with, you know, it's, I admit it, it's, you know, the flood of Noah. I'll just go ahead and say it. The flood of Noah, man was, there was much wickedness on the earth. Every intent of the thoughts of man's hearts was only evil continually. I'm not going to go into that story deeply, but someone could cite it as an objection and say, look, God sent a flood and destroyed everyone on the earth except one family. Well, let's get down to the bottom line, so to speak. What is God like? Look at Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God Almighty. So glorious, so wonderful, so beautiful, full of compassion, merciful, loving. That's the only true God. And really, if we look at any, all of the events of the Old Testament, all the stories, if you really look at them, we see God's mercy and love and compassion. In the wicked city, Sodom and Gomorrah, God himself said, if there's only 10 righteous people, if I find 10 righteous people, I'll save the city. In Noah, the flood, in the events of Noah and the flood, okay, anyone could have repented during that roughly 100-year period where the ark was being built. If they had repented, God would have saved them. That's... That's what we see. He's a God of mercy and love and graciousness. He's giving. How do we know that? Jesus Christ completely and fully reveals the only true God. Amen. And he... God has solved everything. He has presented the perfect solution, Jesus Christ. And quickly, let me give an example. A teacher, a minister, I saw this video, and he pointed out, someone might present the objection, well, it's not fair. I've been put on this earth. I didn't even have the choice about being here, and it's awful, and it's terrible, and it's, I'm going to die, and you're saying that I'm going to end up in hell. And this guy, this minister, gave the example, you might call it an analogy. He said, well, if you're someone is on a boat and it's capsizing, and a rescue boat comes along and offers to save you, and someone says, no, I don't want to be saved, I'm going to capsize and die in this boat. Well, whose fault is that? And that's a brilliant example. God has done everything he can do. He's presented the perfect solution, the perfect, wonderful, incredible, the perfect solution, okay, Jesus the Christ. And everything we see about Jesus reveals the Father God Almighty. In fact, Jesus Christ died for the world, shed his blood 7 times, died for the world, gave his life, rose from the dead. That's the greatest miracle in human history, the resurrection, and has revealed, now it gets even better than that. Jesus now is in heaven, and God has sent the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father, to the whole world. Every person can know Jesus Christ fully and fellowship with God. Amen. I know I've kind of gone on a journey covering 6,000 years here from the flood of Noah to Sodom and Gomorrah into the New Testament, the Gospels, Jesus dying, now the whole... Glory to God, what an incredible gospel. And to think that he offers to fellowship the glorious Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Holy Spirit can reveal all of these things, and he does reveal them. And I want to finish with this. The Lord himself, so wonderful and beautiful and magnificent and excellent and merciful, loving, gracious and giving. The Good Shepherd. He's the bread of life. He's the light of the world. He's all of these revelations of Jesus Christ and all of those reveal the Father God Almighty. Amen. I mean, this is so awesome. I considered giving a short message entitled Jesus, related to how John 15, when Jesus talks about, I'll just read it here. He says, no longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. Jesus calls us his friend. We're, you know, we can honestly say Jesus Christ, our friend. He's God Almighty. He's the Son of God. He's the glorious God of the universe and his Father God, the God of the universe. And yet Jesus can be our friend. You want the greatest friend ever, just go to Jesus Christ. Amen. We all want to, would love, we all want that. We need that. That's what we were created for. But I didn't want to, I know I've said this before, but like this aspect of Jesus as a friend, that's an eternal revelation. That's a, you know, we look at the names of Jesus Christ. There's like a, we did a publication that had like, I think it was more than 1,000. It was in that vicinity, at least more than 800, 900, even 1,000 names, titles, descriptions of Jesus Christ. So every one of them is just so incredible. This one, let me just read parts of this. This is John 15:11-17. Starts out with an incredible, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full." Fullness of joy. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." We know Jesus did that. Amen. He died for us. "You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." What does he command? We simply give our life back to him. It's common sense. It's simple and easy. It's not, you know, what a privilege. "No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you." All things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another." So, everything that we are able to do and that we do is all because of what Jesus Christ has done. Amen. That's another eternal revelation. The truth that he became a man like us. And remember, this is fascinating. He was a man for 33 years, but he will never be a man again. He's God Almighty. He will forever be robed in glorified flesh in heaven. A great man of God said that. I didn't come up with that. And it's so true. And this man of God said it's to honor mankind. You know, what a glorious, so incredible. And that brings up a whole nother eternal revelation and so forth about God's love for the world, that he wants to save mankind. He wants every person to be saved. He doesn't want anyone to end up in hell. How do we know that? He sent his only son to become a man for those 33 years and die for the world. And if you really look at it, there's really no other faith or remember, Christianity, not a religion, but there's no other faith or religion that even comes close to that. If you really just look at it in the natural, nothing even comes close. Nothing against other religions, and we don't doubt the sincerity of the people who believe those. But God's offered the perfect solution, and to think that that the end result to fellow he offers to fellowship with a person, with and every person who makes it to heaven will automatically fellowship with him forever. That's an incredible offer. Glory to God. Thank you for listening. We please do email us at hello@wonderreality.org. We're here for you. And thank you for being a part of this this ministry. We need your prayers. We need your financial support. Thank you.